Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 13th of February 2024. Today's topic is Forbidden Friendships, Part 1. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 34, verses 1 through 7. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her, and lay with her, and defiled her. Verse 3. And his soul clave unto Dinah the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. Verse 6. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter. Which thing ought not to be done? Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 34, verse 1. And Dinah the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. In the Oxford English Reader, used by Primary 6 in the 1960s, a story was told about some Maasai hunters. The writer said, We were hunting for game with no particular kind of animal in mind. During the hunting expedition, one of the hunters called Ngomba was suddenly and fiercely attacked by a huge python, which coiled around him, stretching his bones to breaking point. The coil that did the most damage was referred to as the fatal coil. Ngomba could not be saved, despite the frantic efforts of his colleagues. This story is similar to that in our text. Dinah had no particular lady in mind to visit, just the daughters of the land. Unfortunately, it was Shechem, a prince of the country, who attracted her attention and defiled her. Valentine Day is around the corner, and there are many young people who, like the devil, are going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom they may devour. Child of God, do not become a woeful victim of sinful fun seekers. God's warning to both Christian boys and girls is, keep yourself pure. Quote for the day. Do not become a woeful victim. The challenge for today is, no friendship is worth it that leads to sin. Prayer. O God, keep me from sinful friendships, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.